人人都会收听你的。
Hello and welcome to In the Know with Sohiniwa, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Sohiniwa, and I hope everyone's having a nice evening. Tonight, on my show, I have a featured guest. Well, guest. I have Mr. G, let me rephrase that, rap artist, Mr. G, and Max 17 on with me this evening. But before we get started, for all you artists out there who are looking to get your music played on the IL radio show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Infinite IL radio show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@infiniteilcnt.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@infiniteilcnt.com.
All right, everyone, tonight I have Mr. G and Max 17 on with me this evening. And how are you gentlemen doing this evening?
We're doing good. I'm doing good. Thank you for having us.
You are
welcome.
Doing
great.
So, what's going on with you guys right now, if you don't mind me asking? What you guys got going on right now?
Mr. G, please.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just, you know, just we just been grinding it out. You know, we had a show last Friday, at the Starlet Room here in Sacramento. You know, we got a show coming up June 9th, and, you know, we just put out a couple singles and just trying to just get some stuff ready for the summer, you know, just grinding.
Okay. So. And with you as well, what do you got going on, Mr. G?
Mr.
G go first. We always going back and forth, but it's me last time first, so it's him this time first. So, yeah, you know what I mean? But like he said, we just did a show Friday, you know, just reiterate what he said. I just dropped a single, Bang, featuring the late, great 50 Phil Gonzalez, one of our producers, homeboy brothers, that was in the music that passed away a few years ago. And then Mr. G has a single out right now titled Mafia with YFN Lucci and YFN Trey Pound. So, you know, and like you said, we got the show in L.A. June 9th. So we just constantly in motion and constantly going. Just got through doing a podcast on the Support Your Boy podcast last week. You know what I mean? So we're just constantly staying busy and staying motivated.
Okay. How did you two meet, if you don't mind me asking, since you both based out of Sacramento, California?
Emo.
You know, it's a brother Emo, our engineer, producer, videographer, camera guy, photographer, the mastermind all in one. He does our
graphics. Did we mention graphic design?
Yeah, I was just about to say, that's what I was just on. He's our everything. He's a coach, a brother, you know, confidant. He's the man that, you know, has the studio and been in the game for so long. So he has a good ear for talent out here in Sacramento. So whenever he catches it, he likes to put it together, mix it together. So I was doing a project, my first, you know, studio project I was in there doing, and Mr. G was doing his project. So we just linked up like that. I had a song that I was like, man, I think he would sound tight on. And Emo was like, yeah, he would. Most definitely, I got somebody for that. And I heard him, and I was like, yeah, I need that. So another project on features with other artists. And then we, you know, linked up and finally did our own thing here on Your Worst Nightmare after all the different projects we did together and been featured on. So it was like it was something that the people had asked for.
Okay.
So we just came together and got that together. So what has that been about, 2016, 2015, 16, something like that?
Yeah, it had to have been about, because I linked up with Mo probably like early 15. So it probably was 16, probably mid-16. So we finally linked up. And just, you know what I mean, just got it going. And just we just been rocking ever since. And then and COVID really played a big part in how we even came up with the Your Worst Nightmare, like, you know, duo how we had, because, you know, like, you know, everything was shut down. So it was just like way more time just to get things done. So we just was just knocking stuff out and just crafting the project. And it was like, so yeah, so COVID kind of really created, you know what I'm saying, like you know,
living through it,
you know,
living through it, going through it, you know. Yeah, you're right. COVID did bring us closer together and make that, like, that project, influence that project kind of heavily as far as, you know, rough times, bad times we were going through and stuff like that, that right there. Yeah, you're right about that, bro.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, so COVID actually just made it a lot easier for you guys to just work everything out, even though everything was rough.
Yeah.
At that time. So.
Yeah, you had to kind of take the good with the bad.
Well, that's true. That is true.
You know, everything was shut down. You know, work was shut down. So I was still able to do what I had to do, you know what I mean, get money and stuff. But, you know, everything was shut down. Like, the only thing that was open was, you know what I'm saying, like, I had a lab where I was at, and then, you know, so we were just able to just knock it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is your guys' process when you are creating a song, if you don't mind elaborating a little bit more on that?
Well, I know for me, I used to just, I mean, I still write sometimes, like, really just for sport, but really if I'm, like, going to, like, craft a song, I want to make sure that I have the beat, you know what I mean? Because maybe I want to flip like this for four bars and do this for two and do this for another four and just, you know, so I really like to hear the beat and, you know, and sometimes it'll take me, depending on what the, you know, what the situation is, like, if I just got to the lab and somebody's like, oh, hop on this real quick, then I could write it right there, but, you know, so like, but if I'm writing something for myself, like, I really like to take my time with it. So sometimes I might write a song in, like, you know, 20, 30 minutes, and then other times I might write four bars today, you know, come back to it a couple of days later. So, you know, maybe something inspired me that day. You know, maybe something inspired me that day, or, you know, I got an idea from here or there. So, you know, just kind of life really just kind of crafts, like, how I, you know, approach the process.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like, I use a rhythmic format. I hear the beat. You know, if the producer sends it with a title, and I kind of feel like why he used that title because that beat is saying that, then I might build off of that title as far as the one word or phrase, whatever they use, and then I'll design to that. And like you said, mix it in between rhythmic patterns of how maybe it might need four, maybe it might need a fast eight, maybe it might need a, you know, a slow 16 or whatever, however it may be. But the music is talking to me, telling me how to really formulate my words rhythmically between these lines. I mean, I know not everybody does it like that, but that, those are the ways we approach the situation when it comes to doing music.
Mm-hmm. With your guys' collaboration, how do you get inspired to write your songs? Is it just everyday life, something you see on TV, or et cetera, or I could say?
With the collabs, as far as what we do as Your Worst Nightmare, it was like We debated about how we should approach this, with the title being what it is, with the times being as they were, you know, and with the type of music that we had. We was like, how should we really approach this? And 9 times out of 10, I was really like, when it came to me and something that I brought to the table, I never really had to go into detail too much. I just say, gee, do your thing. You know, he'll tell you that. He'll be like, man, he'll tell you, I didn't, you know, request all too much from him except for him to do him. you know, on those tracks that I had, you know, brought to the table, whatever they were, and he did the same for me. So, you know, we have faith in each other's structure when it comes to music.
Right. And we had already, like, been doing songs, like, back and forth, like, even before, you know, like, I mean, like, you know, we linked up in, like, 2016, and, you know, COVID hit, like, end of 19, early 20. So it was like we already had been working with each other, and, you know, we already, like, respected each other's, like, artistry and everything. So we like he said, we trust each other on, you know, we not trying to, like, tell him, do it like this, do it like that. You know, we swap ideas, like, you know, whether we, like maybe sometimes on, like, a hook or, like, a concept, but if it's, like, a verse, and it's just like, look, you, like, I tell him to do what he do, and he tells me to do what I do, and then it comes out how it comes out.
Okay. What was it that drew you both to music? Either one of you can answer the question first.
Well, what drew me to music, what drew me to, I mean, my family, you know, my mother, you know, and I say this a lot too, but I know you don't know. But you know, my mother, she you know, she listens to, like, you know, the Chronics and the Snoops and the Tupacs, like, you know, Pac is a favorite rapper. They got the same birthday, June 16th, you know, so that was like a big influence, like, you know, getting into, you know, rap. And then, you know, my uncle was into, you know, he showed me Outkast, and you know, he's listening to a lot of DMX, Rough Rider, Stevie Wonder, James Brown. You know, my grandmother, she, you know, Aretha Franklin, Millie Jackson, and, just music. You know what I mean? Like, and my grandmother tell a funny story. When my mother was pregnant, she put some headphones, like, she always used to play, like, put headphones on my mother's stomach. So it's kind of ironic, you know, now I keep a pair of headphones. You know, and music is like, just, I feel like it's just embedded in just my life. Even if I'm not doing it, I'm listening to it, or, you know, it's just like a part of me, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I gather mine comes from, you know, once again, like you said, family. My sister, you know, sings in the church choir, you know, doing all that. Then she was, you know, into music. She tried to her hand at singing background vocals for a local group called the Capital Boys out here. So I got a chance to, you know, see them in action. And then she was close with another local rapper named Homicide. So that was out here. And, you know, may he rest in peace. But he was another influence that came early in my, you know, young 9-10 years old, 12 years old. But I could do this, you know, seeing that he made it one of the first artists out of Sacramento to be signed to a major record label. So it was, like, really crazy. And then my cousin, I had a cousin named Leslie Debs, who was the A&R for Brother Lynch, who was another Sacramento artist that's a legend out here in Sacramento. So he would give me insights and tell me what, you know, like, don't be out here playing. You got to come like this. You can't come like that. And then there was another brother named DC Ray, who was the actual first artist to get signed or be noticed by, who was Russell Simmons. Back in the early 80s, before, you know, rap really blew up in any other city out here in Sacramento, it was DC Ray. So having him sit at my table and tell me, you know, about his stories, just listening to their stories and hearing about where they messed up at, that's what gave me my inspiration. So when I hear the music and get into it, it's just like, man, this is like a dream, you know, come true, being able to be, going from that little kid to being able to be that individual who they now, you know, once again, still give advice to, but, you know, they see me in my motion and commend me all the time. So it's a beautiful thing, you know, once again, to be able to utilize our talents the way we do when it comes to getting on these beats and using our inspiration.
Yeah. I know that, Mr. G, you're a teacher.
I mean, that's what they say.
Now,
bro.
I was like, who told you that? Yeah, some
little birdie out there.
Yeah, literally,
yeah.
Right, right. Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, I do consider myself an educator of, you know, people in the youth. Yeah.
Yeah. With you being an artist, have you mentored anybody?
You know, not yet. You know, just trying to, you know, because really I like to try to keep different things, you know, like separate. So if there was somebody like I have had a couple of students, you know, a couple of youth, you know, recognize something they might have saw, and you know, and I'm, you know, and they made sure that they kept it, you know, under wraps for me. But you know, but I told them that, you know, once they leave, you know what I mean, and if we stay in contact, you know, then, you know, I definitely would like to take a young artist, because music is always changing, and you know, and who knows, they might actually, you know, go ahead and do something great. So, you know, and really with anybody, like if I could, because I don't know everything, but I do know you know, a lot more than and more willing to help than others. So, you know, but I haven't yet, but I'm open to it. I'm open to it.
Okay. So this is what I want to do. I want to go ahead and play one of your songs right now. So this first song that I'm going to be playing is Forever, and it's by my guest this evening, Mr. G and Mac 17.
I got that magic beat. I'm going to ride with you forever. I will always hold up my queen. I'm going to love you forever.
Where we going, they ain't nothing slowing us up or getting in our way. Growing stronger day by day. All I can say is what I know. Rain, sleet, or snow, always hold you up high. You're the main reason why I push it to the fullest and throw G's up in the sky. Hold me down, and I don't know why, but I'm gonna ride for mine. Every time she's so divine, I'm so in love with Agape, the strongest love that there is.
I'm gonna ride with you forever. I will always hold up my queen.
Every Thursday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. All right, everyone, that song I just played was Forever, and that's by my featured guest this evening, Mr. G and Mac 17. All right. What was the inspiration behind this song?
Oh, man, that was a good question. Well, you know, with the album so dark, with the title so dark, we wanted to shed some light on the situation and let the people know that, you know, regardless to all the darkness and times that we all go through, there's still going to be light at the end of the tunnel. You know, love is that light, you know, unity and coming together. And shout out to my boy Agape, Jermaine Madison, for putting that beat together and being on the hook at the same time, man. It was very pleasant of him. G, you got anything to add to that?
I mean, you pretty much said everything. You know, definitely shout out to the homie Agape, you know, producing it and, you know, getting on the hook. And Mac is the one who really brought that track. You know, like he had it, and just like he said, we wanted something, you know, so something a little lighter. You know what I mean? And, you know, and that was a good time for, like as we was working together, we really kind of, I felt like, experimented a lot. You know what I mean? And kind of showed, I say, like a, you know, I guess a more lighter side, you know, like, to it, you know?
When listening to this song and another song that I will be playing later on, I noticed that your songs were always positive. There was nothing never negative in your lyrics. And is that how you guys approach your music when you're writing? Or is there times where negativity has to be brought into play?
When it comes to this project, we were like, we want to talk, you know, we want to talk that talk, but we don't want to make it about no one or nothing like that. We just want to let everyone know that, you know, we here, you know, we have originality, and we have a multiplicity of different areas, not just, you know, something that he created. Mr. G is a producer as well, not something that just Emo produced, or not something just my brother Chris Styles produced, or my brother Filthy Phil produced, or nothing like that. We wanted to make sure we had a robust, you know, repertoire of different music and different ways to approach it. So, you know, negativity really wasn't on our template at that time. I mean, the most negative thing really we were saying was, know, nothing like geared at, you know, today's type of music where it's always there's an op or an enemy or something that we got to go against. No, it was just the music, it was just the beat, and it was just us two attacking that, showing that we have talent and skills besides, you know, just rapping. You know, we was like, nah, we're not just rapping. We also do the executive producer stuff. We also do, you know, production. We also do graphics. We do all type of stuff. So we're bringing everybody together and show how we can, you know, formulate an album on our own with the help of Emo, of course.
Okay. So you basically are a one-stop shop, everything. You do it all.
Yes, we do. We do. We do. It's the music family, and that's what we do. We do it all. We're connected to where you need something done, come to me. You know, we're not going to charge you hella much, but, you know, time is money, and money is time. So, you know, we do, you know, take some type of donation from the people, and if it's a set fee, it's a set fee for the type of things that you need to get you where you want to be at. But that's what we also specialize in. So, yes, we do give back to people all the time. You know, we try our best to, you know, reach out to them and let them know, you know, whether they're going right or whether they're going wrong. But, you know, sometimes people don't listen. They want to do it their way. So they just constantly put out the repetitive, you know, it's all this, it's all this, it's all this. Every time, every album, every release is the same thing. But on this one, like I said, we wanted to make sure that besides our solo projects that we work on, we wanted to make sure when we came together, it wasn't the same repetitive stuff. We wanted to hit them in the head with something a little bit more extravagant.
Okay. So, I'm going to play another one of your songs.
Let's
We're
do
on
it.
A roll right now. This next song that I'm going to be playing is Smoke, and it's by Mac 17 and Mr. D.
What the business is, it's your boy Obvious for Season. I'm rocking with my dude with DJ Navigator right now. Slap this beat.
Slap this beat, baby.
I know it's hard to breathe when you feel it in your lungs, feeling like they're about to collapse before the song is done. The smoke, it fills the room, no matter how hard you try to run. You know you can't escape when them particles in that carbon come. You thought that it was fun, but now you coughing and you sneezy. Now they call you Lil Tunchi because you getting wheezy. The fireman, I don't even know if he could save you. Gagging for your breath while you're trying to reach for your inhaler. This type of smoke, I have you hooked up to ventilators. Me pray to Jah someone can save you before you go up like escalators. But this could put you down like elevator, or vice versa, see you later. All of these little babies should be in incubators. See, all these folks like to gloat, but they come up show. And then they start to lose hope with fumes up in their throat. You ask about me, they probably tell you I do the most. No, it ain't no joke. They don't really want no smoke. When they feel it, probably gonna choke. When they catch you with a sip of dope, they don't really want no smoke. Wrapping tight around your throat, put you down while you trying to stay afloat. They don't really want no smoke. When they feel it, probably gonna choke. When they catch you with a sip of dope, they don't really want no smoke. Wrapping tight around your throat, put you down while you trying to stay afloat. They don't really want no smoke.
I got them lined up just to get a hit of me. Pay the tax plus the fee. Now brag to your family, your friends. Top shelf through 64 to win. Mix me with the handy hit, I even go great with gin. Break me down and roll me up, now inhale deeply. Mr. Ripley can't believe how good I taste. It's time to face the facts. You need to relax and I got just what you need. Trust me, let me fill your lungs with the smoke. It's time to choke, do it again. Don't be stingy, pass it to a friend. Brag about my prime, let it the way I was wrong. Damn, I got you in the zone, don't I? This is what I call a body high. Just to feel it, don't try to move too fast. Up a path, been the golden rule. Only a fool think he cool enough to break the rules, babysitter. I can make you rich, just dig a ditch and plant my seeds. Raise them up properly and give
them
all
really
praise to me.
They don't really want no smoke. When they feel it, probably gonna choke. When they catch you with a sip of dope, they don't really want no smoke. Wrapping tight around your throat, put you down while you trying to stay afloat. They don't really want no smoke. When they feel it, probably gonna choke. When they catch you with a sip of dope, they don't really want no smoke. Wrapping tight around your throat, put you down while you trying to stay afloat. They don't really want no smoke.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Elle, and you are now listening to In the Know with Ohiniwa, highlighting independent artists in their music.
All right, everyone, that song I just played was Smoked, and it's by my featured guest this evening, Mr. G and Mac 17. All right, so we saw the lighter side, and we chose something different. Mm-hmm. What was the inspiration for Smoke, if you don't mind me asking?
You know what? I'm gonna tell you this one, because I got the beat from, they go by Slaptism Beats, the homeboy Deuce McGuire and DJ Navigator, Albies, Fashiz, but they out of Denver, and so like they had gave me like a bunch of beats and said, hey, just pick one, and that one just had, you know, we was working on a project, and that one just, I ain't gonna lie, it was a dark beat, and it was, and I just love the little like Indian like chat like chants in the back, and it just sounded like something. It was like this ominous feeling, like you know, like something about to happen. And so I was just all like, man, I'm like, they don't want no smoke. Like, they don't really want no smoke with us, especially when this project is, like, coming out. So, you know what I mean? And so just hit up Mac, and it was like, hey, I got one. Let's do it. Let's get it.
Now, you said it was based off of the beat. Go ahead.
No, I just said Exactamundo.
It was based off of the beat.
Mm-hmm.
So, did it come right away, or was it something that, like you said, did it take a little bit of time, or did you realize when you heard that beat, bam, this is how it's going to go down?
Yeah, you know what? If my memory serves me correct, Sometimes I go with a, like, start with the hook and then go into the verses, but it like the hook was coming in. I was just like, smoke, you know what I mean? And it might have took, you know, because I wanted it to be right. So it might have took maybe I did like 6 bars that day, and, you know, maybe did the hook in 6 bars and finished it up, you know what I mean, like that next day. Dang, it's hard for me to remember, but I know it was quick because I was really feeling the beat. You know what I mean? And that's another thing too that can actually like help the process too. Like, you know, either like, and sometimes even if I'm feeling the beat, I might want to really take my time with it. But sometimes the music tells me exactly what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And that was one of those situations.
All right. So, with this project, and if you don't mind, what is the name of your project that you're working on?
Currently right now, you mean my project or me and Mac's project?
You and Mac's project together.
Oh, well, see, we're trying to drop this. You know, the first one was, you know, Your Worst Nightmare. So we're really trying to get on Your Worst Nightmare too. And just kind of just, okay, you know, double back on it. You know what I mean? So we're just trying to double back and just, you know what I'm saying, like, keep, like, just kind of keep that going, you know what I mean? Like, maybe we haven't really, you know, because really we didn't even expect, you know, like a duo to come out of, cause, you know, because we also both solo artists, but then we came in and, like how he said, people were saying, y'all need to just do a project, so, you know, lo and behold, we have the opportunity, and, but yeah, Your Worst Nightmare too, and then, like, we just put out a couple singles just to, you know, just to keep it going, and got a couple shows coming, and then yeah, Your Worst Nightmare too. That's gonna be the next one, us.
And how long did it take you guys to?
Mac,
three
maybe
months, 4 months.
That.
I think it was about 3 or 4 months. I mean, there was one song, Your Worst Nightmare, that took the longest to get done. So I'd say about 6 months altogether, from start to finish. But the only reason why Your Worst Nightmare became, our title song, became such a hassle was getting all the different personalities together and getting it knocked out, you know, to our liking. And then once that took place, we was like, you know, even though it was like one of the first songs it was actually, you know, once again, the one that took the longest to get together. But other than that, yeah, it didn't take us that long at all. We spent more time in promoting and marketing the album than we did into putting the album together.
Now, if you were to give any new artist any advice, what would you each tell someone?
The one thing that I would say to an artist is just to, like, I'm a big believer on, like, you only fail when you stop. So just don't stop. Like, if it's something you want to do, because, you know, especially in hip hop, you know, like hip hop and rap, you know, like, you know, the genre, it's like, I feel like that's the only genre where they try to put a cap on something, like, oh, you need to look like this, you need to do this, or you're this age, you're this, you know. I was just at a restaurant, and they had some cats in there that was like at least in their 60s, you know, doing country. But I'm like, how is it we give country a pass, we give rock and roll a pass, we give R&B a pass, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to go to this, you know, Drew Hill Cisco show. I heard they going back on tour, you know what I mean? And I know that they OGs in the game, but I'm just, I would just say, just don't give up and don't get discouraged, because you never know what doors you'll be able to walk through if you just keep on walking, you know what I mean? So that's what I got.
Yeah. Me, myself, it's 90% business, 10% skill. So, you know, it's good that you can rap and that you dope and all that other stuff, but you need to learn the business of music. Get that together, study that, and use that as your backdrop to, you know, push your music forward. You know, without a proper plan, you know, it's music is like a business plan. I tell everybody, it's a business card and a business plan. Your 3 to 5 year plan, your 1 to 5 year plan. Nowadays, it's your 1 to 2 week plan. They're trying to put it out so much. But, you know, you need to have a real solid plan of how you're going to do things, you know, how you're going to put your finances behind it in order to push it. You know, a lot of people just think, oh, I'm going to blow up overnight. No, you're not. Oh, I'm going to go viral. No, you're not. Why? Because you're not putting in the necessary work, and it's not going to happen by yourself. And that's what a lot of people fail to understand. Especially out here, you know, in our city, everybody wants to do it themselves and be the man without understanding, you know, the game and how it really operates. And that's when you'll truly be able to, you know, make some type of noise out here versus just, you know, throwing your music into the distro services and expecting it to blow up from there. Like, nah, it's a lot of work, and you got to be willing to put that work in, not just one day, not just 2 days a week, you know, 365 days a year. You got to be connected with your music and trying to make sure people know who you are.
Yeah, that's right. Funny.
So when you guys started out, what was this advice that was given to you as well, or was there different advice that was given to you when you guys were starting off?
When I was starting off, it was crickets. Nobody knew what to do. Everybody was just going off of, you know, word of mouth or playing it by ear. It wasn't until I spent a few years reading and doing some studying. I thought I knew, but yeah, no, that's not it. So let me do some real work and, you know, make sure that I know, so that I know anybody who comes around me or under me will know, you know.
Okay.
The advice that I gave, like, nobody really, I mean, you know, I got family that always told me, like, not to give up and, you know, things like that, or just, you know, just with anything I do, you know what I mean? But I've just, you know, but just from my own experiences, like, I know that if I would have stopped rapping at this age, then I wouldn't have met Emo. If I stopped rapping at this age, then I wouldn't have got this collab over here. Or if I stopped at this age, I wouldn't have had this show or these, you know, in different opportunities. Like, I would, you know, people even reaching out from LA, you know, from a blog that I mess with out there. So that just comes from my own experience. Just like, I just think about, like, man, like, if I would have stopped at this time, at like this age, this year, then this wouldn't happen. So that's why I'm all like, yeah, I just got to just keep on going until it's just, until I'm just absolutely just nothing. Like, until it's just absolutely, like, nothing left.
You guys have gone through a lot with COVID going on, and it allows you guys to come up with something unique.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Would you say that that time that you put into it during everything that was going on has made you guys stronger individually and as a group?
I would say so, for sure.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Because I mean, regardless of where you were in the world, I mean, COVID changed everybody. You know what I mean? Whether it was like taking losses, or us trying to find the good with in the bad. You know, so I know coming out of that, I realized like at any moment, you know, like time can stop. You know, 1 minute everything is going, you know, business as usual, and then the next day everything is shut down. Like, nobody's outside, can't go nowhere. So, you know, I just realized that, you know, like, it's you know, time don't wait for nobody. Like, you got to go. Like, you got to, if you want it, you got to go get it. And don't take, you know, and just don't take life for granted. That's what I learned from it.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys are unique. Dual, especially with your sound. Would you say that your sound is different than other artists, or there are other artists that are similar in your style? Would you say that you're the only one, or there are others that have that same style that you have?
You know, Mac, I'm going to let you go ahead and answer that first, because I got something about this. Yeah, go ahead.
No, not too many people, you know, saying outside of our respective local area have embraced that type of sound. I know myself personally, no one sounds like me. I might sound like, you know, some other, you know, rappers that are like bigger names that may influence the game or something like that, but no local artist sounds like me. And I can say the same for G as well, as far as content. Like, our content is what sets us apart from other artists.
Yeah, and really just piggybacking off of that, you know, like, we're not afraid to, you know, think outside the box. You know what I mean? Like, I, you know, and I'm a 90s baby, and, you know, and I just remember just, like, being original was, you know, people would pride themselves on that. You know, like, I just remember, like, you know, like, one of the influences I got that my uncle showed me, Outkast. You know what I mean? Like, they were so different and out the box. You know what I mean? And so, you know, I mean, I also listen to, like, Tech N9ne and, you know, just different artists that are just different. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, there's just so many people, like, especially in our respective region. Like, you know, it's like, you know, shout out to them, salute them, no knocking nobody, but I just don't want to sound like nobody. And I know Matt can attest to that. We just don't want to sound like nobody. Like, we'll try to rap on this type of beat. Now, every now and again, we might, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, not saying we dislike the beats. Like, we might, you know, mix it up and be like, okay, do that. But we still keeping it us, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we still going to bring, like, we always going to bring our world into something else. You know what I mean? We always going to do us. Like, we're not going to try to sound like nobody or try to do what anybody else is doing. So, yeah, no, we just do us.
Most definitely. We embrace originality.
Kind of say.
Well, you guys are definitely original. That is no doubt.
Thank you.
You guys have something different out there. And were you always out of the box thinkers from the very beginning?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mhm. Oh yeah. I know for sure. Yeah.
our cultures are most definitely different than the respective collective. Yeah, we don't just go out there and say any old thing to try to gain a like or a view. We really put our thoughts into our music and make sure that what we are saying, you know, is making sense. And that's where emo comes in at when he's, you know, like, man, what did you say? Nah, bro, you got to, you know, that that doesn't sound right. You got to say it a little bit clearer. Yeah, okay. Or to cut a word out so that it comes through and it flows a little bit better, you know. Other than that, yeah, but no.
Oh, yeah. And plus you can't, I mean you can't stand out if you fit in, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I would rather be a trendsetter than be trendy. So it's like, you know, if we got to take a different route or a longer route, like, I'm cool with that, as opposed to, I got this because I took this other artist style and beats and, you know what I mean, and whole image, you know what I mean? Like, you know, that's, it's like art, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm a painter, I don't want to, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be as great as Picasso, but I don't want to bite Picasso, you know what I mean? I'm trying to be me. I ain't trying to be Picasso, but, you know, I'm inspired, but, yeah, I just want to, you know, just do our own thing.
Most definitely.
You know, an hour has almost gone by. Almost a whole hour, and it doesn't seem like we've done that. I could talk to you guys for a little bit longer, but we are at that time. Wow. Okay.
Good combo. Good conversation.
Yeah,
definitely.
Do want to say one thing before I let you go? Is there anything you would like to say to anybody? Any shout outs or anything?
You know, I feel like I'm at the Grammys. You know, first giving honor to God. No, I'm just
first and foremost, let's go ahead and do that.
No, right, of course.
I'm
gonna
echo everything he says. Thank the Lord. Yeah.
Right. Thank y'all for having us, on your platform, and, you know what I'm saying, make sure you look out for that, your worst nightmare too. Make sure everybody, you know, get Mac 17 single Bang featuring the late great Filthy Phil Gonzalez, produced by Chris Styles. Make sure you check out Mafia by me, Mr. G, featuring YFN Lucci and YFN Trey Pound, produced by Tarantino. And, you know, just look out for what we got, you know, and you can follow Mac 17 at N as in nice, as in man, AK, number 7, TEEN. And you can follow me at MISTUHGKWY. Those are our IGs. You know what I mean? Mac, you got something?
Man, let's check this out. I'd like to thank everybody that helped us out on the project, from, you know what I mean, Emo himself, to the producers, Chris Styles and Agape and Rouse Life and DJ Navigator and Devious One, you know, the people on the project, Young Sick. I want to thank Lace Lino, F-O-N-K, you know, Agape once again. Did I say D-Dub?
Quentin
my brother D-Dub here. D-Dub in there, and Quentin Insane, and Lil Six. I mean, but just the whole family, man. You know, just want to thank everybody. Mama G, Grandma G, you know. I just want to thank everybody, man. You know, the IO radio station, you know. I mean, it feels like we have the Grammys. But, no, thank everybody for tuning in. most definitely those who tuned in, you know. Thank you guys. And you know where to reach us at, you know. Once again, thank you. Appreciate your platform and taking your time out.
100.
You know what? This is what the platform is. It's for you guys. And we want to make sure that you guys get heard. So I want to thank you for coming on, Mr. G and Mac 17. You guys have a nice evening.
You do the same.
You too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Good night.
No. Everyone, I want to thank all my listeners. The next show is scheduled for April the 27th at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Evening events to be announced at a later date. Also, make sure to check out the IL Music Showcase, which aired on April the 6th, and that was me, who was your host on that show. Also, make sure to check out Getting Real with Roz. Her show aired on April the 17th with featured guest, singer-songwriter, Michelle Rose. Getting Real with Roz is broadcasted live on the third Monday of each month. Again, I want to thank my featured guest, rap artist, Mr. G, Max 17, for being on with me this evening. And I hope everyone has a nice evening. Good night.